you have for dinner yesterday?
Let's see. Last night was a fun, exotic night because I had a couple, it was kind of a boys' night, and I had a couple of my male friends over. We were working on our motorcycles.
Oh, so very nice.
So I had a soy cheese pizza, and we have a special soy cheese that has no casein in it, so it's actually a vegan cheese pizza. And then on top of that, we had vegan pepperoni.
Wow.
We had that cut up. And we had three pizzas, and then a friend of mine put pineapple on his, but I don't do fruit very good as a food combination with anything. I love fruit, and I eat a lot of it, but I keep it for morning and late night.
Okay.
And we had that, and then we had some home-brewed ginger ale, and because it was kind of a party night. You got to have your vegan party food. And then we even added to the top of it some vegan, they have a vegan Parmesan cheese, we added that on. And the old Dr. Christopher used to say, just know the difference between food and merchandise. I realized that my last night's dinner was a little bit of merchandise, but it's the friends that I was eating with weren't vegan.
Okay.
So it's fun for me often to show them, hey, you know, I have a 9-year-old son, and he... we have a birthday party for them every year, and this year we had these. Oh, they're like a. They call them ribs, but they're some kind of vegan thing. We put them on skewers. We had chicken nuggets, soy cheese pizza, and of course soy chicken or wheat gluten. And none of the kids even knew it.
Wow.
You know, you can get this stuff so good, you can doctor it up. Nobody asks anything, and they just ate like a bunch of little pigs.
Oh, very nice.
And so, I'm okay. Next.
Just